Unit 10. Listening. CAE Part 4. Multiple Matching. Speaker 1.
We used to live above a gym. I say used to because they had to close it down and go somewhere else. Some of the neighbours got together, see, and got someone from the council to come round. It wasn't so much the music, because the place was pretty well soundproofed. It was more all the coming and going, especially at night, around 10-ish when it shut, and the people would all leave at the same time, and then one engine after another would start up. In the winter, they'd leave them running for a bit, time to defrost the windows, I suppose, and the neighbours said it made too much of a racket. I can't say I noticed it much, though. Live and let live, I say. We've all got to make a living somehow.
Speaker 2.
Well, one day I was upstairs in my office and was just about to start on a new chapter when I heard this noise. At first I thought someone was actually in pain and I leapt up to the window. But then I saw my neighbour, Sheila, and I guess a couple of her friends in her back room. What they were doing, you see, was practicing for the local amateur operatic group. The din was unbearable and it completely put me off my writing. And I've got deadlines to meet that I cannot put off, and I was getting nowhere. It went on every morning for a fortnight, and then just suddenly stopped. Perhaps they went to practice elsewhere. I live in dread that it'll start up again.
Speaker 3.
Nothing but trouble, that man. Fancy bringing a cockerel to live in a residential area. That sort of thing you'd expect in the countryside, but not here. Being a cockerel, it would start at 5, this awful racket, and it'd wake up the baby and she'd start wailing, so there was no way we could ignore it. We tried to reason with him, but he said we were making a fuss over nothing. Then, that afternoon, there were a whole bunch of hens clucking around his back garden too. It got so bad that we realised the only course of action was to take him to court, which we did, and we won. It was expensive but worth it. He was ordered to have the cockerel destroyed or sell it. Whatever he did, we can now sleep peacefully.
Speaker 4.
One of the benefits of working as a builder, all that physical activity knocks you out for the night. But since I did my back in and had to take a desk job, it's harder for me to get off to sleep. This woman down the road has a teenage son, and every Friday and Saturday night their house seems to be the meeting point for all their mates. They hang around in the road and maybe they don't realise how far their voices carry, or maybe they just don't care. Why can't they have a conversation indoors? I used to be a laid-back kind of guy, but now I feel angry a lot of the time. That's not how I want to be, and I resent the effect it's had on me.
Speaker 5.
Night after night, he'd have it blaring out at full volume. News programmes and reality shows mostly, and all we could do was sit there, seething. He said he couldn't hear it if he had it on any lower. Deaf as a post he was. It really brings out the worst in you, something like that, and it put a tremendous strain on our marriage. We were so stressed out by it all, and we rowed like we'd never rowed before, often about the silliest of things. Anyway, we got so sick of it all, we sold up and bought a place in the country. Shame, really, because I like having people around me, and there are days here when all I have for company are the pigeons and other birds we have nesting up in the trees across the road.